18 minutes to 5 o'clock on this beautiful Wednesday morning, Yom al-Arbi'a, on our program, As-Safinatu ila al-Jannah. The 24th of Rajab, 1444. Let's welcome our wonderful listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Let's welcome our wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, let's welcome our beloved senior respected teacher, Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Manana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Wednesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrahli swadri wa yasirli amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 24th of Rajab, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Suratul Furqan, chapter number 25 and verses number 33 and 34. We are discussing the glory, the beauty, the greatest miracle of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is the glorious Quran. Hence, Almighty Allah teaches us chapter 25, verses 33-34. وَلَا يَعْتُونَكَ بِمَثَلٍ. And they cannot bring to you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a description, an example, anything they can bring, a theory. So today's world, you see, what things they're trying to prove. Illa ji'naka bil haqqi, but we bring to you the truth. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala using for himself the royal pronoun we, stamping his majesty, sovereignty and authority. And when you study Semitic languages, and you know Arabic is Semitic languages, so part of like Hebrew and Yiddish and Syriac, all this falls in the family of Semitic languages. So when you use plural, it is a symbol of respect and reverence. Illa ji'naka bil haqqi, but we bring to you and produce for you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the truth, because you are the truth, the messenger is the truth, and the message is the truth, and it comes from Allah who al haqq, who is the truth. Illa ji'naka bil haqqi wa ahsana tafsira, and it is the best of explanation. So all these scientists, professors, doctors can come with their theories, can come with their conspiracies, can come with whatever new definitions and redefined this. So all this to us means absolutely nothing when it contradicts the Quran Kareem, when it contradicts the Wahi. And Wahi is the noble Quran and the Sunnah Mubarakah, teaching of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 53, Surah An-Najmi, and verses 3 and 4. He Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not speak wa ma yantiqu anil hawa. He would not speak of his own desires. In huwa illa wahyi yuha. So it is but wahi, revelation revealed to him. So whether you want to call it the sunnah, you want to call it the hadith, so all that, remember, it's compulsory for every Muslim person to believe in that. Secondly, look at now. You can see how they're trying to cover up and confuse the masses about the vaccine. All these vaccines, haram, they told you to take for corona and COVID and so forth. Where are these doctors who are receiving kickbacks? Where are all these organizations, medical organizations who are promoting them? And those scholars for dollars who are promoting them? All of them disgraced and humiliated. So that is why always go to our original sources, and that is the noble Quran and the Sunnah Mubarakah. Thereafter, if a person rejects the Quran Sharif, Allah forbid, the noble Quran, 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, or you reject the messenger, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or his lifestyle, the Sunnah Mubarakah, the actions and teaching, preaching of the Master alayhi salam, definitely such people are out of the fold of Islam. Their name can be Muslim, but that does not make them and qualify them to be a Muslim. Hence, these are the repercussions and consequences. الَّذِينَ يُحْشَرُونَ عَلَىٰ هُجُوهِهِمْ إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ. Those are the people, they will be gathered and assembled on their faces. They'll be made to walk upside down on their faces, and their feet will be on top, and they will face the bottom. So people ask Nabi alayhi salam, how will this happen? He said that same Allah who made you walk on your feet will make you walk on your faces. So imagine that ila Jahannam, there will be frogged march, as they say nowadays. They'll be marching towards Jahannam and the hellfire. Allahumma jirna min an-nar. Allah protect us from Jahannam and the hellfire. Ulaika sharrum makana. They will be in the worst condition and worst places. Today they make a mockery of the Muslims. They say you can't progress. See, we the West, how progressive we are, and we have accomplished this, and we are the best people. Allah says, nay, ulaika sharrum makana. You are the worst of people and worst of places when you don't have Iman and Islam, when you don't have faith and you don't have that conviction. وَأَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. And you far, far away from the right path, the path which Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has choked out for us. So this human being now wants to believe in their constitutions, those constitutions that legalize gay brigade and homosexuality, those brigades that you must remember that they were those theories of theirs that will tell you there are 50 genders and 100 genders and so forth. So imagine all this. Human being was, is, will always be the masterpiece of Allah's creation when he believes in Islam sincerely, lovingly, willingly. But that same human being becomes the worst of the worst, even worse than animals. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. He goes to the lowest of low, even worse than animals. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. All this is in the Quran Sharif. They are like animals, nay, they even worse than animals. See the word adwallu mentioned there also. Let us take you around the world and give you news, views and interviews. Three people died there in New Zealand, thousands of them stranded, no power, and remember, some of them had to swim to safety, and some of them, the helicopters had to remove, take them from the roofs of their houses. Our Taliban, Allah Jalla Wala grant them victory against the enemies. They killed three people there in Kabul, and they were part of the ISIS gang, and these people, Daesh. So remember, Daesh, ISIS have nothing to do with Islam and Muslims. Sorry. And they arrested many, many more others. So these are the people who carry out the bombings and so forth, because they are paid agents of the West and so forth. Four people arrested in America for the murder of the Haitian president, and now America want to show that we are the good guys, that we are arresting these people. But if you go beneath that, you will find a lot of other politics as well. Well, everybody in the West is admitting now that the sanctions did not work against Iran, and Iran is a leader in the kamikaze drones. Well done to you, Iran. On that score, we agree with you. You must go for nuclear, you must take the best drones, and don't be like those Arab puppets, bootlickers of the West and of Israel and America. And thereafter, many teens, the boys and the girls in America, want to commit suicide. They're leading a life of depression. Why? Because they became gay, they became lesbian, they became transgender. So anything you do that's unnatural, you must remember it must have consequences. And that is what you see. Now let us see what the harami in Israel is doing. Hey, Jutlas, you listening to me? Listen properly now and send it and record it and send it to your authorities. Ben Gvir, the Minister of Security, the National Minister of Failure. So what does he say? So he says, and this is in the Haaretz newspaper, there must be a death penalty plan for the Palestinians, meaning when they commit the crimes. So when they say one settler, one bullet, and they put out one settler, then we must have death penalty. So they saying, the people who oppose him, they say that is the terrorism. We say every settler is a terrorist, remember that. And Bibi is in big problem. Panic has set in, you must remember that. The crowds they saw of 200, quarter million marching against them, against Bibi and Smotrich and Ben Gvir and all these haramis put together. So now there's a solution, and a very good solution. But we don't know whether it'll be implemented or not. They say there must be a military coup. The army must take over and kick out all these people, because majority of the Jutlas and Jews don't want them. And Bibi, this is what Haaretz said, you are the failed populist. You thought you will win the day, but remember you turned out to be a harami and one of the worst leaders in Israel, and you know how many corruption charges you are in for. Therefore, even in America they said that Bibi is only worried about himself and not worried about Israel. Now look at this Indian. This Indian is called Nikki Haley. Now if you know anything of Nikki Haley, when Trump was in power, so the first 2 years and so forth, she was the United States ambassador to United Nations and 100% pro-Israel. So she's an Indian, but she just put a little bit nice mascara, makeup, change her name and identity, and became Nikki Haley. And she was humiliated once there in United Nations. More than 100 countries voted against her and America, and you could see she had enough, and then she resigned. Now she wants to stand for presidency, and she will be opposing Trump. Now just imagine, hypothetically, argument's sake, right? So this is now, you must see, a very nice scenario I'm painting for you. That there in UK, you have Sunak, Indian. And in America, you have Nikki Haley, the Indian. She's Indian. Don't get fooled with all this. She's just running because Israel tells her to run and they'll finance her. Let's say, she won't become, but just let's say, she becomes the president of America, right? And then in South Africa, our Minister of Electricity is another Indian. So what will that be called? That will be called garam masala, the hot spices of the Indians, you must remember. One in America, one in United States, and one in South Africa. Nikki Haley, Allah is going to disgrace you even more. You can't pull this one off, remember that. Hillary Clinton tried, and you know what happened to her. See that they want to pose. This is Allah's system. They want to say Islam and Muslims are terrorists, but their newspapers are reporting anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism here means anti-Jutla, anti-Jew. So it's on the rise in United States. They want to say we are terrorists, but the world knows, you must remember, the Jutlas and Israel, and they are the ones who are the real terrorists supported by America. the Italian Prime Minister is going to testify in a murder trial. You must remember that. So there was one Italian killed by the Egyptians, and now it's a big thing, government to government. So she is a lady there, so she will have to testify. See India, see Britain, the colonial crooks. So Kohinoor is a big diamond. Therefore, Noor, all the radiance, effulgence come from there. So when the coronation takes place of King Charles and his chameleons, so you must remember, they will not be putting the Kohinoor there on the crown, because now they say this will cause a lot of controversy. This is part of the colonial loot. What they call it? Colonial loot. If you don't understand colonial loot, then understand Chor Bazaar. That the British, where they stole from India, they stole from South Africa, they stole from West Indies, they stole from Iran, from so many countries, the haramis they stole. Sunak, you better send it back to India and tell that King Charles of yours, Israel is stealing more and more land, and now they want to build houses for 10,000 jutlas and so forth there. The United Kingdom, United States, Europe, the whole world condemns these haramis. They are not a chosen nation. They are a cursed nation. Master crooks they are there in Israel, in stealing everything of the Palestinians. Steal their land, steal their houses, steal their mosques, steal their gardens and groves and their orchards, everything they want to steal. BJP, you see, Quran taught us, the worst enemies of Muslims are and will be the Jutlas and the Jews and the Mushrikeen and the Hindus, the idol worshippers. We never ever say every Jew. We never ever say every Hindu. But we will definitely say majority of them in Israel and majority of them in India. BJP, Modi is in panic mode, just like OBB. So now they got the tax inspectors to raid the BBC offices in India, whether in Delhi or Mumbai, and what? Why? They say we want to check everything of yours, because they disgrace Modi, the war criminal and the butcher of Gujarat. He murdered more than 2,000 people, as far as we Muslims are concerned, there in Gujarat 20 years ago. So therefore, he must be given the title, the butcher of Gujarat. Remember that not much aid is going into Idlib, and that is where the Sunnis are, and Aleppo now is trickling in. So the ambassador, Syrian ambassador, his name also Bassam, and you must remember that, so Bashar, so he Bassam or Bashar, whatever. So you must remember, he says, no, all the aid will go into Syria without discrimination. To me, that is all lip service. We want to see what happens on the ground. Turkey, more than, and Syria, more than 41,000 people passed away. Those who passed away with Iman, Islam, Allah accept their shahadat and martyrdom. More than 26 million people require aid. And the West says Russia has become the global pariah. No, Russia is giving you a good threshing. Putin, you put them in the right place. We're making dua for you. We're supplicating to Allah. Allah give you hidayah in Islam, and they can't keep up. Ukraine is using much more ammunition that's coming into the country, because, and you know Scott Ritter, do you know who Scott Ritter? Scott Ritter told, you must remember, the Americans that day, that there's no weapons of mass destruction, but the weapon, these people here, Bush and Blair, the BNB, white hegemony, white terrorists, so they must be hanged in public, Bush and Blair, if you want justice. They murdered over 1 million Iraqis. And remember Madeleine Albright, the Jewess, the Jutli. She said, yes, it's worth it to murder and kill 500,000 Iraqi children. This is all documented. So you can't make this thing up. It's not some Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood movie, you know. So you must remember, these are the biggest terrorists. So Putin is telling them, I know what your plan is, and we're not going to allow it. You want to remove quarter, one-third, half the population, and you want all this gay business and lesbian to flourish, we're not going to allow it. Scott Ritter writes, Go Scott Ritter writes, anybody wants it, you just contact me, I'll send it to you. He say, every day 500 to 1,000 Ukrainian men and women and that are dying because of the conflict. And on the Russian side, 50 to 100. The ratio is 10 to 1. So how can the enemies win against Putin? But the West are too arrogant, remember? And this is their downfall. Whether it's Bibi, or whether it's Modi, or whether it's Biden, or whether it's Sunak, or anybody else, we say BRICS, make your own currency, we will support you 100%, and we have to de-dollarize, get rid of the dollar, and America falls, Israel falls, and as Arab 10-pot dictators, one by one, Murtads, Haramis will fall, and that will usher in Hazrat Mahdi, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, and the Taliban will be there to take over Palestine, part of the divine plan, if you understand things. Today, 8:30 to 9 will be Brother Raid. He's an expert on vaccine, against the vaccine, anti-vaccine. And then 11 to 12 will be the Bliss of Marriage. 1 to 2 will be Tafsir of the Noble Quran. And after that, inshallah, is Dua and Dua, Wednesday afternoon. Cry to Allah, O South Africans, for our beloved country. May Almighty Allah bring some common sense to the people so they must know what our priorities are.
I see Sister Tilly. She says, morning, sir. Thank you, sir, for making me part of your Radio Ansar station. She wants to know, Ustad, is it a sin to be a Jehovah's Witnesses? Sister Tilly, Ustad.
My Sister Tilly, I tell you an anecdote. You know, we pray 5 times a day. So yesterday, after our late afternoon prayer, so I sit in the mosque, right, till sunset, till Maghrib, between Asr and Maghrib. So one brother who listens to us, alhamdulillah, here in Johannesburg, Lanesia, so he told me and asked me, how Tilly? So I said, yeah, Tilly has joined the group. So I said, you see, Tilly, the Muslims are making dua for you.
Allah.
Now you, my sister Tilly, let's give you 2-3 lessons. I'm giving you my personal experience. You know, I spent 20 years in Newcastle, NN, right? N, Natal, 2nd N, Newcastle. So it was a Sunday morning, and 2 people came to my house there. I didn't invite them, uninvited guests. So they knocked the door, and I opened. I said, yes, ma'am, sir, what can I do for you? They said, no, we Jehovah's Witness. We want to speak about justice. I said, very good. Please come in, sit down in my lounge. So they sat down. I said, you want to speak about justice? They said, yes. I said, I'm coming now. Just give me 30 seconds, 1 minute. I brought 2-3 Bibles, whatever. And I said, see, that you, the 2 of you, are you all married? They said, no, we're not married. I said, but you're moving around everywhere together. So what you must do, this is the Bible. They had a Bible in their hand.
Mm-hmm.
I said, open Ezekiel. So under Ezekiel, there's a subchapter called the 2 adulterous sisters. I said, maybe the 2 year of you, something might happen, some sparks might fly, you know, because you're not married and you're moving around and you're speaking of justice. Do you know Sheikh Ahmed did that? He took that portion and that poor part of the Bible, 2 adulterous sisters from Ezekiel in under apartheid days, and he sent it to the census board, removed the numbers, and they said it's pornography, and the Sunday Tribune carried it. I still have the article in my archives, and you can go to the archives and the website and so forth, you'll see. So they could not even read the Bible. Then once I was there in Osizweni, the African township, we used to go Sundays there once a month, twice a month, whenever. So when we went there, so these Jehovah's Witnesses were there, my sister Tilly, and they were busy, you know, propagating their Christianity and what. So our Muslims were very upset. I said, keep quiet, let them finish. So it was a Zulu Bible, you know. So I told them, open Genesis and open the story of Lot, L-O-T. Open the story of Noah and see that in the Bible is mentioned that they committed incest with their daughters. Now you want to tell me, my sister Tilly, any Christian wants to tell me that this is the word of God, where people who are the greatest of people, selected by Almighty Allah, not elected by people, and they're committing incest. Do you really believe that, my sister Tilly? You want to bring justice in the name of Jehovah's Witness? No, my sister, remember the Bible is corrupted, the Pope is corrupted, and the pastors and priests are corrupted. They all there just to take the money from you. In the name of thy Lord, you have to give some money. So that is why they have sold the Christianity and religion and commercialized it, my sister Tilly. We will give you the true message. And I told you today's lesson, wa ahsana tafsira. The Quran Sharif, 100% the truth, no addition, no omission, no interpolation, and millions of people have by-hearted it. Your Bible, my sister Tilly, with due respect to you, has got so many different versions that even the virgins are confused.
I've got a dial-in. He says, but AK, what country is the most pro-Israel outside of the U.S.? Dylan Ustada.
The UK, you must remember that. Who are the haramis? And you know what's the meaning of haramis? Big B. So that is the... Who gave the land of Palestine to Israel without consulting the Palestinians? It was the United Kingdom in 1948. They said Her Majesty's government is looking favorably and so forth. Go read about Balfour and all of them and see. So the first crime was committed by Britain and then by America. And that is how Israel now is on the path of decline. And inshallah, God willing, Allah willing, in my lifetime, your lifetime, my brother Dylan, Israel will be wiped off the face of this earth because it's an illegal entity. We don't even call it Israel. We call it occupied Palestine. Al-Ardul Muhtalla, the land of occupation and occupied by the real terrorist.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. There's a listener from Johannesburg saying that, Mufti Saab, we want to know, is Israel the richest country in the Middle East to start?
How can it be the richest country when Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, Duribat alaymu zillatu wal maskana? Almighty Allah, you see, when you have a coin, for you to understand. So when you have a coin, then they stamp there that when this coin was minted. So you must remember that Allah uses the word, Allah has stamped upon the Jutlas and the Jews that they will be disgraced wherever they are, meaning majority of them. And they will always be maskana, that they will be asking for assistance here and there. Do you think Israel can survive on its own? You know how much poverty there is there. People from Ukraine went there, some of them are packing up and leaving. Other Jutlas, you must remember, one, two Jutlas get killed or whatever, they are the most, you must remember, coward nation. For small, small children, 10 army will come, the IDF, and take them on and show how brave they are, in inverted commas. So you must remember that America helps them, Europe helps them, Germany helps them, and so forth and so on. What richness they got? Nothing. It's the Arab puppet regimes like Saudi Arabia and Emirates who give them money and so forth, and they think that they're going to help them. They don't know they'll take the money and stab them in the back as well.
Allah forbid that we have a natural disaster in South Africa of the scale seen elsewhere in the world. We as a Muslim community will be found wanting, as the Tabligh could not even help the Turks. Ustad.
So you must remember, my brother, stop talking nonsense here. You must remember, if you got a problem with the Tablighi brothers, you don't go paint everybody with the same brush. You must remember that. So you already have a natural disaster. What are you waiting for? Another disaster. Your corruption is running from top to bottom. Where is the UN find corruption? Is that not a national disaster? In 7 provinces, you got floods and so forth. It's already a national disaster and so forth. In Durban, when you had your looting and plundering and all that, who were helping the people? Were you not the Muslims? Were you not the Tablighis and so forth? My brother, the Tabligh movement, what it did in the world, no madrasa, no darulum, no mufti, no sheikh did. I traveled so many countries in the world, you won't even dream of going to such countries, my brother. And 1925, 1926, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas of Delhi, of their masjid, their Banglawali Masjid, Delhi, started the work in Mewat. Go read the book by Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi, The Life and the Mission of Maulana Ilyas, Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu. 100 years now, if you take Islamic calendar, 1925, 1926, and now 2023, 100 Islamic lunar years, and remember that they have saved millions and millions of people from irtidad, from leaving Islam. Go and study what's happening in South America. Go and see what is happening in Australia, New Zealand, other parts of the world. So it was not for Tabligh Jamaat, and should be people like you sitting on your laurels and thinking of Hadi and just criticizing, then nothing should happen, my brother. Go in the jungles of Africa and go see the Pakistani Indian Jamaats spending four months, one year. Me and you will see one snake, one scorpion will run away. So, brother, don't paint everybody with the same brush because you had a problem with the Tablighi. Allah give you hidayat.
Ameen. I see brother Robert says that, but AK, apartheid has come and supposedly gone, but things are worse than it ever was. Which do you prefer? Robert, to start.
Both are crimes. I told you 100 times, Robert. You want to put me in a corner, eh, Robert? So, Robert and Murray. So, you know the construction company. So, my brother Robert, you see, the guy whose name is Bob, they call him Rob. And the guy who's Rob, they call him Bob. So that, you know, our Robert Mugabe, he used to give good lectures, you know. He says, come, I teach you a lesson now, Robert. So, he says that, you see, this white man, when they want to take money, they say blackmail, you see. And when they want to speak of magic, then they say black magic. And when they want to associate with anything with bait, they say black. But me, I don't worry about this white man. I use the white toilet paper when I go to toilet to clean myself. I'm very happy with that. My white toilet paper for by. Oh, in the left, I'll leave it to you, my brother Robert. You got the message? So remember, apartheid was a crime against humanity. You never experienced it, Robert. You're a white guy, right? So you must remember this. Ask us, ask the blacks, ask the Indian, ask the colored, how we felt. When we go bank, separate entrance, blankers, knee blankers, whites and non-whites. You go to the post office, same thing. You go to the park, is that I still remember I was born in a location, my brother. You go to the park, is written there that no non-whites and no dogs allowed here. They equated us with dogs, my brother Robert. And you want to come tell me we must forget it? No, we can't forget it. So remember, you have to be a victim to experience it. South Africa is the best country. Remove the crime, remove the corruption, and then you will find that is the best country. But we're scoring more own goals compared to goals. So that is the biggest problem in South Africa.
I see Hafizab is asking, is Pakistan more powerful than Israel? Hafizab, who starts?
So you must remember, Pakistan is the most powerful country in the world, provided wo ek sabak seekh le. Wo sabak kya hai, Hafiz sahab? Wafai. Pakistan ka kusur ye hai ke inke andar be wafai hai. Islam ke saath be wafai aur musalmanon ke saath be wafai aur jo hai apne watan aziz ke saath be wafai. You never understood the answer. I said Pakistan is one of the greatest countries in the Muslim countries, but they have one big, massive, huge problem. They are disloyalty to Islam and allegiance to Islam. They are disloyalty to the Muslims internationally, and their disloyalty to Pakistan. What do we mean? If you look at Muslim countries, Arab countries, the Arabs got millions, billions, zillions put together. They can't have one nuclear. Imagine. What an indictment upon them. Hopeless, useless, impotent. Pakistan, poor country, and it's nuclear. For what you think all these Americans and Europeans and that, and they had to get Imran out and so forth because they saw Imran, they could not corrupt him. All these other politicians, Maulvi, not Maulvi, Maulvi. They just corrupt them the whole time and so forth. So now Pakistan have to come begging to the World Bank, to the IMF and so forth. They only got supplies for next 1-2 months, 3 billion reserve. And if that finished, the whole Pakistan will be in meltdown. So that is what we mean. They've got, you must remember, 220. So take 20 million out, Shias and Qadianis and all that. So over 200 million Muslims they have. And if they show loyalty to Islam, then you will find. But you know how much corruption and crime goes on there. So Hazrat Maulana Umar Sahib, Hazrat Maulana Umar Palanpuri, when he used to come from Nizamuddin there to Karachi, then we used to go. So he said, Hamare mulko mein, they don't take names, you know. They got a lot of wisdom and foresight. Hamare mulko mein sabse zyada kharabi vitamin R hai. In our countries, the biggest problem is vitamin R. So he said, aap hazrat samajhte hai ke vitamin R. They don't say vitamin, they say vitamin. So vitamin R, samajhte ho kya hai? So I said, nahi, humne nahi samjha. You explain to us. He say, vitamin R is rishwat, bribery, corruption. And that has destroyed all these countries here. So that is where it is. You look at the ulama in Pakistan today, that majority of them were the government, Choroki hukumat, imported government. Why? Because everybody wants to collect something and so forth and so on. Nawaz Sharif sits in London, Shahbaz Sharif sits here, and then decisions are made, and you see the public suffers. So if you just look at the dollar. You know what is the dollar? It has gone to the euro rupee, Pakistani rupee. It reached 280 rupees per dollar. Now it's coming down a little bit. So a disaster, because you yourself have made it a disaster. So once we're not loyal to Islam, then Allah will humiliate and disgrace us. Last question.
I see Tulani says, AK, you heard the breaking news. It seems as if our president is about to resign. Ustad Tulani.
From where you heard all that, my brother Tulani? You see, Tulani, in Islam, Quran teaches us, in ja'akum fasikun binaba'in fatabayyanu. When you get news, you mustn't, you see, first you must receive the news, and then you must see who gave you the news. So you must investigate it, and then you must pronounce it, announce it, amplify it. Not just any riff-raff tells you, then you're going to resign. So you must remember that, you know, nobody resigns, that they are kicked out or pressure is put on them and then they resign. You must remember that the perks are too much. Maningi no mali Tulani. Who's going to leave the maningi mali? You know what I'm talking about. So Allah Ta'ala bless our country. Ameen. Allah Ta'ala give our leaders the guidance to serve the country with honesty. Then we will become the best country for our progeny and our children as well. We pray for them. Allah Ta'ala guide them all. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.